the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. Nationwide Auto Finance, helping thousands of people just like you find the perfect vehicle. This is Toledo's fastest growing radio station and the new place to party. Party 103.3. WTOD HD2 Delta. W227BI Toledo. With the return of Toledo's number one morning show. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the morning. Toledo's hits and throwbacks all day.
The new
Party 103.3 and the Party 103.3 app. Toledo.
Clarissa Jenkins, phone check.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Oh, baby girl, me gusta su cuerpo. How you doing? What's up, baby?
How you doing? Who's this?
My name is Clarissa. I'm sorry, I just wanted to sing my little Latin flavor to you. You know what I mean?
How you doing, Clarissa?
I'm doing good, baby. I'm just searching through. I saw a picture of you, and I'm like, damn, this player look good.
Are you having your house?
Yeah, I have a house.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How's everything?
It's going good. You know, basically, I've been running into some bad luck in the men department lately, so, you know, I just wanted to get out there and, you know, a girl's got to get her thing on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, donkey hoof. Sure you do. What are you into? What do you like?
Well, I like to go out. I like to dance.
Can you do that salsa merengue?
You like salsa merengue?
Yeah, I do salsa merengue, the pineapple.
Ah, okay.
I can do the triple dip onion with a loaf pinched.
Oh, my God.
I was in a car accident about 10 years ago. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, I lost my lower half. They were able to salvage the body up top. I'm basically a torso and two arms.
Oh, really?
Look like a beanbag player.
Yeah.
I still got my sweater meat. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing.
But can you walk or something?
I'm on a hydraulic float.
Wow.
And what they did is they fill up a bag beneath my... And I'm attached to a string. I'm just kind of floating and levitating like a helium balloon.
Oh, wow.
But that don't keep me from dirty talking. You know what I mean? That's what I'm into.
Dirty talking?
Mm-hmm. I like to talk about mopping floors, doing dishes.
Oh, I thought you mean dirty talk, like talk about, you know, sex or something like that.
Oh, well, I get to that. You know what I mean? I want you to tell me how much you want to come over here and clean my crap up.
All right. Oh, okay. I want to do that. I want to go and clean your house, clean your... to your floor and do everything for you.
Yeah, you dirty son of a... Tell me you want to lick on my armpit.
All right, I want to lick on your armpit.
Yeah. You want to eat the deodorant chunks out. Come on.
Oh, my God. I want to eat your deodorant chunks.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah. You need a man.
Yeah, can I get a hallelujah praise Jeezy?
Hallelujah praise Jeezy.
Phone! You just been phone checked.
Hallelujah take it. Yeah, baby.
At phonecheck.com.
Oh, man, the studio. All right, Toledo's hits and throwbacks. The new Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning, driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars.
The county speakers are...
Woo! On the ones and twos! Turn up!
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
Sanders Z and Demetrius in the morning. Driven by a Taylor Automotive family of fine cars, Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership. Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars. Top import and domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships. Test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's Drag Queen, Kelly Latz, the Princess of Property, and Renee, our good time gal from the East Side.
I have a name change suggestion, and this time my suggestion is not to add my name.
Okay.
Can it be Andrew Z and Demetrius No Nut Nicodemus in the morning, please?
No Nut Nicodemus.
Can it please? Can no we change it to that?
Poor Demetrius. If you're just tuning in, you missed the breaking news.
Demetrius was raised with shame and doesn't choke his chicken.
Yes, Demetrius has never
I hate you guys.
Demetrius No Nut Nicodemus.
Demetrius has never assaulted himself.
No, I've like, never punched my clown. I've never roughed up my suspect.
Now, have you literally never?
Never.
You've never touched him in a sexual way?
Never?
Not
below your waist?
Not to completion.
Not in any sexual way. To wash him, you touch him. You've touched him.
To wash him?
Yeah, you've touched him.
Yes, okay. He gets washed.
All right.
He just doesn't get thoroughly washed.
Oh my
god. You know.
Because then it'll get gay.
Yeah.
Your mom told you
wash for more than 30 seconds and it's gay.
You know. If, you know, boys.
He agreed with you. He was like, just like, yeah.
You know, boy. If you touch it for more than 30 seconds.
Don't shake it more than twice and you gay.
You gay. Yeah. That's what your mom always told you.
She's like, homo means one.
So if you do
touch
it
by yourself, you are homosexual.
Maybe you should just try and say no homo at the beginning, and I think that cancels it out.
I don't think that's a
thing.
Have you
tried? If you say it three times,
I even tried sitting on it to make it numbed. You know, make it feel like somebody else's hand, but it didn't work.
No, not Nicodemus.
I'm totally kidding. I've
you.
Never done that.
Poor Demetrius.
We gonna fix our it's sweet not Nicodemus.
Look, if I've been washing my clothes in a stream, how do I know I'm missing out on washing machines?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, dishwashers are cool.
I mean, washing machines. Demetrius, let me ask you.
Yeah, yeah.
Never.
You know that sometimes you can be a little angry. You have some angry tendencies.
I'm not.
Yeah, right. looking at it.
No, I do not.
Looking at it objectively. Is there
can I trace it back to masturbation? Yes. No.
I think I can.
I think so. Like,
I think I've solved your brain.
I think all roads lead to that.
Right.
Okay. I think everyone knows that if you're...
The road to hell is paved with good masturbation.
No, it's not. It's not. That's not true.
Dear listeners, don't feel shame about your body.
Yes.
Cool.
Look, don't. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. Tell us.
I come from a long line of trauma and reinforcement.
Right. Uh-huh.
So understand, my views on this are skewed and not healthy and normal. Mm-hmm. But I have been like this for a very long time.
I can fix you.
No, that's not. See, you literally are reinforcing the idea of why I don't do this.
It's going to be all right, baby. I'm going to help you.
All right. 419.
See? Now you feel triple thick bacon, don't you?
419-345-3375. 419-345-3375. Is there anyone else that is... Do you think it's weird that he is...
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That he has
heard.
Never touched himself sexually, or that... is there anyone else out there that has never done that?
That's so weird.
Is there anyone in here that...
Like, we're all like, no, bro.
Is there anyone in here that has never done it? Okay.
Like, it's just...
Like, even chicks talk about it now. Like, even chicks talk about it openly.
I know they
now,
do. I know, and it's so weird to me. And can I just tell you, it is... All right.
You're getting uncomfortable because you're scratching your beard. Go ahead.
The ticks are coming out.
So, I would be, I think it would be cool to be a little more sexually adventurous. I am not at a place where I can do that because it's still really weird to me. And if you want, when people want to,
you're 51.
But when people, and when I say people, I mean, other people who may share some intimate moments with me, want to introduce things.
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
No, I'm with you on that part. Like, I am very prudish on that stuff as well. Now, I'm not as prudish as you, as we just I'm not that.
I'm Malcolm X on the radio. I mean, Mike Pence in bed.
Oh no! Mike Pence in bed. He doesn't know how to please a woman.
Oh my God, you're Mike Pence in bed?
Oh, honey. No, not Nicodemus. We can fix you.
Oh. Wow.
My gosh.
Mike Pence.
Baby.
I was just trying to think of the most conservative cat I know.
Oh, you found it.
Are you like missionary? You are like missionary in bed with the lights off after 10 p.m. only.
Yes.
Covers over.
Covers covering.
Man,
honey.
Dude.
Oh, no. Oh,
that is crazy.
I can fix you.
No, you break me.
Oh, my God. Look, Renee and Kelly. Okay,
sitting here suspiciously quietly.
I know.
Kelly has her legs crossed. She's like, I'm an angel.
Are you an angel, Kelly? Is that what's going on? Is that why you're so quiet?
Spill yes, it. Yes. That's why I'm so quiet. I'm an angel.
Yes.
Look at Renee. Renee's calling BS. Your voice says angel. Renee's eyes say BS.
Both of these girls are blushing right now. They're sitting there just listing off their toys in their head. She's like, I got the bunny rabbit. I got the rose.
Dude, I can
read your minds.
I just got a message and it says, I've done it twice already today while eating French toast.
Oh my goodness, Demetrius.
Ew. Man, Demetrius.
Ew. I know. Ew. But now you've tied French toast into this.
Oh, my God. But
let's go to, there's nothing sacred.
Let's go to the ladies real quick. Do you think that not doing that can make you angry? Because I think there's a direct correlation between your anger issues.
Oh, I really think there is.
You need to release.
You need to release, honey.
Demetrius. I mean,
you got to release, bro.
You gotta
Can we stop using my full name?
Your full name is now Demetrius No Nut Nicodemus. Yeah. So
I will use your full name.
God give
me.
Go ahead, Kelly. Go ahead, Kelly.
Whatever you want me to call you, my friend.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I feel like now we'd just go back to Dimitri.
Right.
Yeah, I call him Dimitri, and he doesn't like that. So then I call him Demetrius, and now he doesn't like that.
Oh, no, no, no. It's just, I'm just saying, it's just like, as we talk about how sexually conservative I am, it sounds even more formal as people use my entire God-given legal name. Demetrius, can we really speak about why you're in a place where you don't feel you can be intimate with yourself? Well,
go ahead, Kelly.
Your Honor.
I mean, I just, I honestly feel for you. I do.
Well, I don't. I don't feel for me at all.
Literally, you do. That's the problem. You're sitting there. You don't even look the girls in the eyes while we talk about this.
I know you're so...
Oh, baby, your shame hurts my soul.
And it's okay to be adventurous. It's okay. Uh-huh. I mean, I feel so sorry for you. Like,
don't look.
Do you not mix your food together? Are you like the person that only starts and eats one thing at a time and nothing can touch?
I can say that my husband doesn't eat with his food touching, but that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, no.
It's like, what other mental blocks are there? I get the logic.
There has to be.
There's other weird stuff in there.
What other things is this infecting in your brain?
Infecting.
Porn makes me queasy.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
Wow, the onion is peeling.
Right. Like all porn, like there's never, not even like two chicks. Like
it's porn. Porn makes me queasy.
Uh-huh. What?
I feel the same way. I don't watch porn.
What?
And that's, I don't watch porn.
What? And look, don't open my phone.
Because he doesn't want any ideas because he doesn't want to do them.
So his body's a temple.
Oh, no, I don't want
to. I don't know if that's why.
No.
My body's a temple and my temple gets off.
But here's the thing. There were people, and it's, I guess, from the people that I put into my life. Uh-huh. Or even the people like who raised me.
Right.
Porn was gross.
Yeah.
And you were dirty if you watched it.
Yeah.
And then as I got into relationships, you weren't supposed to watch porn because the person that you were with was supposed to be all you needed. Mm. So that was a thing.
Right.
And
so you're in your head, if someone caught you, that means they weren't giving you what you needed because you're doing it yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you just don't do those things. Mm. Now, do I feel, is there a correlation between my attitude and
slash anger issues and
my attitude? Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't say that because like I've been this all my life.
But okay,
I can see that the whole porn thing. My husband's not into porn either. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
I mean,
because he's married to me.
I mean, because you put out Renee. He doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I guess
that's not a good example.
I love you, Renee. She's like, I am a good time gal.
I am a good time gal. Doesn't need porn when you got me.
So I don't know judgment there. That's normal in my life. Yeah.
So it's just, I was raised with probably an overdose of shame.
Yeah.
And that is always something that, like, I deal with every day. I mean, it's all aspects of my life. Like, decisions and all types of things. So
It sucks because I think you would see a difference in your perception on life if you did it for a few times in a week. You know, just try it.
He said a few times in a week. like he didn't even try to eat you into
it. In a week long, you got to do it like a few times. Yeah, and see.
Okay, I have an idea. Let's do a scientific experiment.
Right.
Oh my God. Hey, I have measuring things for science. I have beakers and measuring tapes.
The morning that we see Demetrius so excited to see all of us, we're going to be like, he did it.
I need you guys to all understand that it's not just pull it out and go.
Uh-huh.
It is a mental thing.
Yeah.
And mentally,
I know.
My brain will not allow me to get there.
Right. Well, and especially it's been so reinforced over 51 years. Yeah. It's so hard to break a habit.
But there may be something you're not trying, like, because you haven't looked into it, there may be something, some way that you can look into that will allow you to.
Well, okay,
we need a sex therapist on this show. I really want to delve into
science
point.
Outside of going to the internet or a magazine or the power of your own imagination, which none of those work. What else are you supposed to do?
Man, I don't know.
You can't stand out front of your neighbor's house.
Well,
they're
like, just trying to work through some mental issues.
definitely don't do that.
Like,
so it's called sequencing and behavioral therapy. It's called, there are things you can do. It's baby steps. And with your lovely female partner, she can start, you can continue. There are things that can happen.
All right.
We going to fix you.
I understand the clinical steps. They don't work.
All right.
We're going to fix you,
man. All right. Well, there it is, Demetrius Nicodemus.
You took the No Nut November challenge very in serious.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Really?
What? What'd I do?
You wonder why your kids don't talk to you.
Right?
The new Party 103.3 Real Time Traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 Real Time Traffic and Weather Center, I'm Renee Staler on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. 10th Street is closed in both directions between Jefferson and Madison through early July. State Route 109 is reduced to one lane in both directions at the Ohio Turnpike for overhead bridge replacement. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? Demetrius? Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and an adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better.
I can't with
Party
you.
Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace.
Renee,
your
I'm in love
Thursday
with you.
Weather is hot and sunny with a high of 88. Overnight will be clear with a low of 59. Things will continue to get warmer as Friday will be mostly sunny with a high of 90.
This ain't even good weather to do it.
It's getting hot in here. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices. Don't forget to visit all four locations. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Renee Staler on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
I did have a message that that came in, said for Demetrius, actually.
No, says, you didn't.
Says, I'm ashamed after I eat a 10-pack of tacos, but I feel amazing.
Primetime Deals Grand Opening is this Saturday from 10 to 6. Primetime Deals is the resale of pallet items from many retail stores, plus amazing used items, kitchen items, garden items, household items, just about anything. And it's so fun to find the deals and save tons of money. Don't miss the Primetime Deals grand opening this Saturday. Takayo's Authentic Street Tacos will be serving from 11 to 5, Glazem Gourmet Funnel Cakes from 10 to 1, and Carousel's Ice Cream from 2 to 6. Carousel will also be doing balloon animals for the kids. Primetime Deals at 26725 Eccle Junction Road in Perrysburg.
You need a toad? Shane's will get you straight.
It's about that toad. Any minute, I'ma need Shane's towing. Man or woman to pick my car up. Feeling fussy. Walking in my Balenciaga. I said Shane came and now I feel fabulous.
Shane's Towing. Auto repair, starters, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. They also buy all junk and unwanted vehicles. Located at 63 Dixie Highway in Rossford. Almost directly across from the Hollywood Casino. 419-690-8980. Shane's Tone.
Remember how delicious your Thanksgiving dinner was? So good. You know who else remembers? The tens of thousands of bacteria in your garbage bin, because they're still feasting. Take them from feast to deceased with a can cleaning from 3A Eco Cans. 3A Eco Cans will blast your grotesque garbage grime with 200-degree boiling soapy suds to make your can so clean you could feast in it. But, you know, don't. Monthly, bi-monthly, and seasonal cleans start at $31. Never touch a dirty, stinky can again with 3A Eco Cans. Online at cancleaners.com.
Hames Timmers Law. Law you can understand. The law can sometimes be overwhelming. In a personal injury matter, you have to deal with complex issues and insurance adjusters who are out to protect the insurance company, not you. The law has timelines and deadlines you must meet. Don't wait until it's too late. Whether you suffered a personal injury from a car accident or dealing with a breach of contract claim for your business, you don't want to miss your window to act. Call Hames Timmers today and make sure you're protected. On the web at Hames, H-A-I-M-S, Timmers, T-I-M-M-E-R-S, Timmers Law.
Impact Employment Solutions, headquartered in downtown Toledo. Different jobs throughout the Toledo and surrounding areas. Some locations even provide free transportation to and from the worksite, paid weekly, and an awesome team of recruiters to help you. We care. Employers and employees have options with Impact Employment Solutions. So call today, 419-243-5848. Impact Employment Solutions.
Needlemasters Tattoo Studios are a true staple in the Toledo tattoo and piercing community with two locations for your convenience. 527 South Reynolds Road, 5801 Telegraph Road at the corner of Alexis and Telegraph. Right now, buy two, get one free piercings starting off at only $30, all titanium jewelry, and check this out. Check this out. You can get a free piercing on your birthday. Be sure to bring your ID. They have a team of talented veteran tattoo artists and body piercers. Also, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms at Needlemasters Tattoo Studios. Remember, a cheap tattoo's not good, and a good tattoo's not cheap.
Bring it. Andrew Z and Demetrius in the Morning.
Driven by Taylor Automotive, family of fine cars, Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership, Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia vehicles, along with all the used cars. Top import domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships. Test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's drag queen, Kelly Latz, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty, and Renee, our good time gal from the east side. Woo, woo. All right. All right, places, everybody. It's time for Master. It's time for. It's time for Masterpiece Theater. It's time for Facebook Fights. This is where places, everybody, places. It's where it's where we find a post on Facebook and the comments, they're spicy, and we reenact it for you on the radio. If you find a good Facebook fight, tag me in it, screenshot, whatever you can do to get it to me. We appreciate that. All right, Demetrius, whenever you're ready, it's time for Facebook Fights.
Vic, I don't usually post things like this, but a couple of weeks ago, something happened, and it still bothers me. My girl and I were at Speedway on Conant waiting for our food when I caught a woman staring at us for a full 2 minutes. I actually counted. She had a disgusted look on her face. Yeah, lady, she's wearing an ankle bracelet. It's not like she's going to rob you. She made one mistake and is still paying the price for that mistake. Never mind that she is a caring, generous woman who seems to live to make me happy. Next time, people, don't judge.
Danny, well written. It's not what people appear like. It's what is in their heart. Your girl sounds like the real deal.
Vic, She is, Danny. Thank you.
Kevin, you would think that with all that's going on, people would have something better to do than give you the suspicious eyeball.
Vic, thanks for your support, Kevin. It means a lot.
Danny, any future plans?
Vic, not right now. Not really possible.
Kevin, right? Probably has to stay close to home with that bracelet.
Vic, not the bracelet. She's back in jail.
Oh my God. Kevin, wait. So you just gave everyone a moral lecture about judging, and your girl who made one mistake is now back in jail.
Vic, still doesn't mean you should judge people.
Danny, make that two mistakes?
Oh, there you go. There you go, everyone. That is Facebook Fights.
I think that was the
Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning. Let's get into traffic and weather with Renee.
Fit New Party 103.3, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24-7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Renee Staler on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. There are on-ramps closed in several places. The Burdan ramp to I-75 south, the North Cove ramp to I-475 westbound, and the westbound US 24 ramp to northbound I-75. State Route 109 is reduced to one lane in both directions at the Ohio Turnpike for overhead bridge replacement. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With two new Toledo area locations, come see the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed. Open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Your Thursday weather is sunny with a high of 88. Overnight will be clear with a low of 59. Things will continue to get warmer as Friday will be mostly sunny with a high of 90. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local, right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices. Don't forget to visit all four locations: Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon, or online at FurnituresToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Renee Staler on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
You're up, Kel.
Kelly Latz, Howard Hanna, 734-308-7707. First-time homebuyer's checklist. Check your credit scores. Figure out how much home you can afford. Find a mortgage lender. Get pre-approved. Save for a down payment and call me, Kelly Latz, 734-308-7707 or email me at kellylatz@howardhanna.com. I would love to help you reach your real estate goals.
Toledo's best photography experience, Selfie World, is now open. Over 20 interactive and immersive rooms with rotating designs to capture the best photos in Toledo. There's nothing like this anywhere else. Ideal for date night, time with friends and family, birthday parties, we have a party room, bachelorette parties, wedding or baby showers, TikToks, Instagram pics, or make your own event. You will capture your greatest images and biggest smiles at Selfie World. Next time you're looking for something fun and local to do, head to Selfie World and snap up some fantastic photos. If you are looking for the most unique pictures, Selfie World is for you. Locally owned by Toledo area moms and centrally located off Secor and Central at 3205 West Central Avenue near Cricket West. Open evenings and weekends. Book your tickets online at SelfieWorldTOL.com. Remember influencer code 1033 when booking. Selfie World is the only location you need for perfect pictures.
We all know Toledo is the place where brands come to test new food and drink products. Well, Toledo is about to do it again. A brand new adult beverage is coming to the 419 this summer. There's nothing like it in the country. Turtles Brew. Sweet tea and bourbon. Zero sugar, zero carbs, gluten-free, and it comes in some amazing flavors. Cherry lime sweet tea and bourbon, orange vanilla sweet tea and bourbon, raspberry peach sweet tea and bourbon, and more flavors coming soon. Ask for it by name at your favorite bar, restaurant, or where you purchase adult beverages. If you have an establishment you think should carry Turtles Brew, drop us a line at turtlesbrew.com. A portion of all sales is donated to support efforts to save sea turtles. Turtles Brew, a bourbon lover's tea.
Guess who's back? Back again. Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Hey, Steve Taylor from Taylor Kia, and I'm back. Bigger than ever with Kia deals you can't afford to miss.
So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends. Taylor Kia is back. Get a brand new Kia and make no payments for 90 days. Plus, when you buy, you fly. Get an instant airline credit for your next vacation.
Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Lease the well-equipped 2023 Kia Forte for $179 per month for 36 months. And make no payments for 90 days. Easy credit approval. Plus, we'll offer up to $5,000 more for your trade.
Shop 24-7 at TaylorAuto.com. Or stop into one of our three convenient locations, Taylor Kia in Toledo, Finley, and Lima. I'm Steve Taylor, and I want to see you in a Kia.
To qualified buyers with approved credit. No payment interest accrues at start of contract. 36-month lease with $35.99 due at signing plus taxes and fees. 10K annual miles. No security deposit required. Must finance through KMF. Offers expire. 6/3/23.
Cafe Donuts is a locally owned bakery specializing in homemade, giant, made fresh daily donuts. Not those little donuts like the out-of-town corporate places, and amazing coffees and drinks with a fancy espresso machine just like the big guys without the big price. Special orders and specialty donuts you won't find anywhere else. Cafe Donuts, 5330 Monroe Street, across the street from Hobby Lobby, with a drive-through window for your convenience. Stop by this morning and see for yourself what I'm talking about. Furniture Palace, Toledo's largest locally owned furniture store, family owned. All the money stays here. Just great people over there. They're just trying to get you furniture and guarantee the lowest prices. So amazing furniture, great quality, the same furniture you get the major stores, but guaranteed lowest prices. Why would you go anywhere else? Plus, they have the no credit needed financing. That means if you got good credit, bad credit, doesn't matter. They don't check your credit. You will have furniture at your home with just as little as $50 down, and you work out payment options. They have four convenient locations: Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, Navarre Avenue in Oregon, or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. All right, coming up in 30 seconds, Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you in part by Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Give a gift that's special, something one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers. Fine jewelry by design. When words can't show the love you feel inside. Ooh, one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Harold Jaffe Jewelers. Celebrating life and love since 1946 on Talmadge, across from the Franklin Park Mall.
To play, just grab a handful of mud and sling it.
It's Steve Sleaze on Andrew C. and Demetrius in the Morning. Party 1033.
All right, time for Steve's Sleaze. Hey, Steve.
Oh, my goodness. June 1st. It's Pride Month. It's Father's Day Month. It's, oh, God. Have you guys ever been? I know Sugar has probably been. Have you ever been to Cedar Point on Father's Day?
I have not gone on Gay Day.
I think we left.
Yeah, that's it's the same. Yeah,
it literally is. Yeah.
No. I think we went last year, and it's not Gay Day. Just to let you know.
It is.
It absolutely is not.
It is.
Just because you didn't get hit on didn't mean it wasn't Gay Day.
No,
okay.
No, I swear we did a whole thing about it, and then I went. We went on Father's Day. And there were absolutely no gay people out there. I have.
Well, they probably were. They just, you know, they just
weren't
like
fellatiating in front of you.
You didn't notice.
Whoa!
You didn't notice all the red shirts, all the guys in red shirts.
No, it was not. I looked for it because we literally talked about it, and then because I do a Cedar Point podcast.
So it's an urban myth.
I think it's an urban myth.
I've I'm not going to say what I've done on Gay Day at Cedar Point, but for sure, it's Gay Day at Cedar Point.
Right. It's definitely that. It is definitely that.
I mean, how were you searching for him? Were you tapping your foot under stalls? I mean, how were you searching out the gays at the Cedar Point on Gay Day?
I was just looking like, are people holding hands? Are two dudes holding hands? I mean, are you wearing rainbow stuff? I mean, there was none of that.
Like 20 Freddie Mercurys to come skipping across
like,
the park.
Skippity doodah! This roller coaster's extra gay today.
Didn't you see all the glitter coming off the rides when you were standing under?
I didn't notice any of that, I'm telling you.
I think you're just oblivious,
darling. Let me ask you guys a question, though.
Yeah.
For someone, why is Gay Month, why is June important to you guys in a short version, but something that needs to be said?
Oh, I'm not in the mood to have deep thoughts. Ask Steve.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Basically, June was, because that's basically when everything happened in Stonewall. Mm-hmm. So this basically starts and celebrates, you know, it was the month of June was when, you know, the gay rights movement, like, was organized and came into effect. And it's when they had the very first gay march in June in San Francisco.
What if I'm listening to the radio right now? Mm-hmm. And I'm in the closet. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that?
I will say that just masturbating doesn't make you gay specifically. So maybe you're not in the closet.
Wow. It's been a rough morning for Demetrius.
It's been a rough morning for Daddy in the corner.
Real quick, if you're missing out, Demetrius has confessed to us that he has never touched himself.
It was me being vulnerable understanding how that will never happen again.
Right. he shared with us that he's never touched himself inappropriately. It's rocked the show. So it's been a weird.
It's been quite the day.
Because evidently I give off a heavy masturbation vibe.
Right?
So, okay. If you're a listener and you're in the closet and you're listening right now.
Yes.
First of all, it's your own time. I'm not going to tell you you have to come out. It's your life. Do whatever you want.
That's right.
But I found success when I embraced my full self. When I said, yeah, I am a drag queen who's obsessed with cheese. Let's make a business out of that. But when I really leaned in, when I was doing real estate, I wasn't comfortable. Like, oh, I need to act straight. I need to act like I have money. That's what these rich men want when I'm showing them houses. When I finally embraced my full self and said, yeah, not only am I gay, I'm super duper extra gay. Mm-hmm. Let's be a drag queen. That I was able to find happiness, self-fulfillment, material success. Whoever you are, you're going to be that anyway, so you might as well embrace it, baby.
I think that's good advice for anybody.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so true.
And then for those that are looking for a little bit more, you know, direction, you know, I'm on the board. Sugar's involved with, you know, Equality Toledo. Mm-hmm. And we have a multiple amount of resources to get you connected, you know, like if you're a young teen and you're afraid your parents are going to find out or you're not going to get that support or, you know, mm-hmm. you're new in the city and you just want to connect with other LGBTQ organizations. Equality Toledo is the perfect place to start that.
Yes.
And in fact, we've got some things that are going to be going on this weekend at Old West End Festival. So the best thing you could do is to go on to equalitytoledo.org. You can log on to that website and you can get a calendar of all the events. You can see when the mixers happen. You can see there's LGBTQ church groups.
June 10th, there's at the University of Toledo, yep. There's going to be an LGBTQ prom open to the public, ages, exactly. I believe, 15 to 19. Check the website for details. Mm-hmm. But thank you for reminding me, Steve. At the Old West End Festival, we're going to have all kinds of LGBTQ youth information at the Maybe She's Born with a Food Truck. I have someone mm-hmm. from the counseling program at the University of Toledo. Equality Toledo is going to give out informational pamphlets at my truck. Yep. So we have so many LGBTQ fans who are youth and families. So it's going to be a great opportunity. So if you're maybe mm-hmm. questioning, come ask a question. Grab yourself a pamphlet, baby.
And frankly, this is the weather for it. I mean, you don't want to come out in February. It's cold. The outfit could be ambiguous. I mean, now it's hot. You can put on the shorts and you won't even have to say anything to anybody. They'll just know by the outfit.
Oh, they're going to know. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, someone said, I feel for Demetrius. I only did it once. He said, in fairness, it was a petting zoo. So he was just literally
taking
the sign.
You just, is
taking
this
the
just
sign
you
literally?
Just,
no.
Oh, yeah.
No, I swear.
No, you just, texting yourself.
I swear.
He has texted himself.
I love how you always call him out.
I know.
He's like, you texting true. Yourself. Did you just email yourself that?
all right. What's going on, Slee Steve?
Well, I can't wait to see this movie myself, but Ryan Gosling has some thoughts about all his Gen Z haters who were upset about his casting as Ken in the upcoming Barbie movie. Now, they said that things like he's too old, too dry, and even too ugly. Mm-hmm. Ryan says, I would say if people don't want to play with my Ken, there are many other Kens to play with. It is funny, this kind of clutching your pearls idea of like, right. Hashtag not my Ken, like you've ever thought about Ken before this. But suddenly it's like, no, we've cared about Ken this whole time. No, you didn't. You never did. You never cared. If you really cared about Ken, you would know that nobody cared about Ken. So your hypocrisy is exposed.
I love Ryan Gosling. That's such Ken, a great, so great answer. Go
ahead, Ken Pete. Is the original Steadman.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. I mean, like, he is sitting in Barbie's empire.
Yep.
Barbie's dream house.
Yep.
Barbie's Corvette. Barbie's dream career. Mm-hmm. And what does Ken do? He has been emasculated. He doesn't even have a wee wee.
No,
like, he just shows up.
He's basically Demetrius.
But in fairness, Demetrius is searching for his Barbie, though.
Oh, honey.
Not found his Barbie yet.
I hate all of you.
I know.
Honey,
it is too damn hot.
Honey. Yes.
by the way, can I got a text message in about the Little Mermaid. She heard us talking about it the other day. She said, I just wanted to let you know from a bunch of middle-aged women, we loved it.
Oh, I can't wait to go. I self-identify as a middle-aged woman.
I know. The visual effects when they are in the ocean were stunning.
Yes.
Songs were fabulous. We were trying not to sing in the theater, LOL. They added a couple of the new songs. Story was just like the cartoon version with some additions of Eric and Ariel getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. Melissa McCarthy was perfect as Ursula. Definitely give it a thumbs up.
I can't
thank
wait.
You. Thank you, Housewives of Echo Junction.
Absolutely. I do have a question. What's considered middle age?
You.
Really?
Oh, Demetrius.
You know what you should have done this morning, Demetrius? Yeah. Like, handle your business.
Roughed up my
Am
middle
I
age.
Considered middle age?
Huh?
I would think 50 is middle age.
Well, no, if you take the technical term, if our average life expectancy like 40, is about
right?
80,
oh.
Then middle age would be 40.
Now in 2023, it's 100.
Now, baby.
Renee says, I would say 40, and then she looks at me. Or I would say 50, and then she looks at me.
Oh! Renee!
Yes!
And then she goes, I mean 50.
I
didn't look at you. Renee. I was looking at Sugar. Because I know Sugar's even younger than me.
You were so catty,
she
Renee.
She said she was.
Excuses.
But if you're saying.
I mean, it's
definitely, I'm proud to be middle-aged.
Right.
Proud.
All right. What else, Steve?
Oh, my God, we've got audio in this. So Bruce Springsteen wiped out during a show in Amsterdam on Saturday. Now, he was walking up a small flight of stairs during Ghosts when he fell face first and rolled onto his back. Now, it didn't look like he hit too hard, but members of the E Street Band rushed over and picked him up. Once he got to his feet, he jokingly said, good night, everybody, before strapping on a guitar and going on with the show. So you've got to see the video. It's hilarious.
Hear it?
Yeah. Did you know?
You know
you're old when people clap when you get up.
When they're
excited that you just got up under your own power.
Thank God it wasn't a heart attack. Yep.
At least Springsteen's E Street Band were homies and like went to help him. You remember when Beyonce and Kelly kept Michelle done took a stumble, uh-huh. And Beyonce and Kelly did not miss a beat. They kept walking, didn't lend a helping hand, didn't stop. They're like, well, she gone.
Well, when you watch your paycheck hit the stage, like nobody's buying tickets just to see the E Street Band.
Okay.
Hello.
What else, Steve?
So Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have finally bought a house
nice.
After 2 years of looking, and it's amazing. Yes, to the tune of $60 million. So the house boasts a cinema, wine room, whiskey lounge, and a spa with a hair and nail salon, and a sauna and massage room.
What?
And get this, there's also a separate 5,000 square foot sports facility, which includes an indoor pickleball court, boxing ring, sports lounge, and on top of that, there's a 2-bedroom guardhouse in there. There are 12 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, and 15 fireplaces.
Sounds amazing. Yes.
And they bougie as hell because they pay cash, baby. Cash.
$60 million in cash. Could you imagine?
$60 million, no.
Just like writing a check. And then just seeing, and then seeing your bank account drop $60 million,
oh.
Like that'd shake me. But right. But I have all that stuff in my house, and I only have like 4 rooms. Like I have a whiskey lounge, and a theater.
Mm-hmm.
They both happen to be the same room,
right?
It's called the living room.
Exactly. Yep.
The living room with the U-Haul box still unassembled, yes. Leaning on the wall just in case.
And then I have an indoor sports facility. Like you can chase anybody you want to in the house. And then there's an outside lounge.
Uh-huh.
There's a front and a back outside lounge.
Wow.
Yep. You can go out and sit, fancy. And then you can go out and look in the back. Uh-huh. They call them yards.
Oh, my God.
And then I got a swimming pool, which is a 20-minute drive. And it costs like $5 to get in.
Yeah.
But it all goes to a good cause, I assume, my pool fund. And then I have a bunch of other things. I have a guard shack.
Really?
Yeah, it's my living room too. You stare out of it and make sure nobody comes in. Mm-hmm. It's
right out the front window.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I did not pay $60 million for it.
Yeah, man, you got a bargain.
Why does Ben Affleck need a 50,000 square foot workout? Like, is he going to get in shape now that he's not Batman anymore? Like, is now mm-hmm. the time to get in shape, Ben?
I think you need all that square footage to get away from your spouse.
Yes, you do, honey. Yeah. $2,500 for her, $2,500 for him. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's up? What else is going on, Steve?
Yeah, so the Ted Lasso season 3 finale dropped yesterday on Apple TV Plus. Without giving away any spoilers, Jason Sudeikis says that this story is done. He says it sounds like such a political answer, but it's the truth. We only conceived these 3 seasons, then this thing became the big old thing. But before you get bummed out, there are opportunities for spinoffs. So whether it's a book, whether it's doing podcasts about the episodes, to offer those audio commentaries just to talk through the things and the themes. And also it would explain the show in a much more cerebral way than I ever would have been able to explain it to anybody else. Jason has said in the past that there were only going to be 3 seasons, so this shouldn't be much of a surprise, but Apple TV Plus has to confirm that it is, in fact.
Do you guys know who Jason Sudeikis' uncle is?
No.
Norm from Cheers.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
They're related?
Yes.
I think I heard that.
Wow. Yep. Jason Sudeikis. And so when you think of all these people who may have broken into Hollywood on their own talents and hard work, like you can trace it back to they have a really well-known relative in the business.
Yeah. Most of it is. What do they call that?
Nepo babies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's the kid? There's a really famous guy, Chris Pratt. No, not Chris Pratt, but he looks like Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
But his dad was the captain from Cheers. I mean, Chips.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Look at that.
Look at that.
There was some, I was watching some interview with some big celebrity about Nepo babies in Hollywood, and he said, like, absolutely it helps. But he's like, in terms of like casting and stuff, like, it gets you in the door, which is super duper hard to do, but it'll get you in the door. And from then, if you don't have the talent, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe it.
I think that's true.
It opens
up the opportunity, but you still have to be good enough. Like, there's a lot of Nepo athletes.
But you got to think of like tens of thousands of people are good enough if they got the shot, you know?
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm surprised you, before we wrap up, Steve, I'm surprised you didn't talk about the return of Samantha on the...
Oh, I know. Samantha to the Sex and the City.
Yeah, yes. I was just reading about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. She's back. I think that's... Come on, I still watch Sex and the City. And Sex and the City is just not... the same.
The new one's terrible.
Well, it was terrible.
But I don't like it.
But now with Samantha coming back.
Now, hold up. She's only coming for one scene in the finale of the new season.
But it's setting up. It could set up for
it could.
The.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have an appetizer before you have the main course.
We'll see if Sarah Jessica Parker runs her mouth to her or not. Because if she do, she's not going to be in season three. Eh.
Did they have some issues?
Yes, public.
She, her and Sarah Jessica did not get along. Yeah.
Like Sarah Jessica Parker offered Kim Cattrall condolences on Twitter or something for something, and Kim Cattrall replied back, "You're a fake ass bitch." Like, yes, girl.
Oh, yeah. I bet you she had sex with Matthew Broderick.
I don't know. Scandal.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you apart by Med1 Care.
Need a little more help in the home? You need therapy, but you don't want to go to a nursing home. Med1 Care has all the answers and more. Med1 Care offers home health, medical staffing, and outpatient therapy and rehab. Med1 Care is the only 5-star rated home health agency in the area. Need a great job? Med1 Care is hiring. Competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and no mandates. Med1 Care is also the Toledo Blade's top workplace to be 3 years in a row. So it's easy to see. Med1 Care is the place to be. So give them a call, 419-866-0555, and tell them Steve sent you.